Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day of experiencing this, the beauty of the kingdom, the beauty of the family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we can, according to the word, be married to you to bear fruits to God. So we thank you for the goodness that has been stored up for us, Lord, our inheritance, our destiny, the path of the righteous for this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 14, verse 22 to 27. As soon as the people were fed, Jesus told his disciples to get into their boat and to go to the other side of the lake, while he stayed behind to dismiss the people. After the crowds dispersed, Jesus went up into the hills to pray. And as night fell, he was there, praying alone. But the disciples, who were now in the middle of the lake, ran into trouble, for their boat was tossed about by the high winds and heavy seas. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to them walking on the waves. When the disciples saw him walking on top of the water, they were terrified and screamed, "A ghost!" Then Jesus said, "Be brave and don't be afraid. I am here."
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful, you know. I just think again, you know, yesterday I read this and I was thinking, oh, what am I going to say? And then, you know, in the night the Lord speaks to you, and then, yeah, in the morning you just see so much that you want to share. And the powerful thing is, you know, the word says we are married to another, even to Jesus, him who has been raised from the dead. Why? To bear fruit to God. And then Jesus says so beautifully in Psalm 22, and it was one of the things that encouraged him to go lay down his life so that he could fulfill that purpose. And the purpose, he says, "I will declare your name," they're speaking to the Father, "I will declare your name, Father God, Abba Father, to them, so that the love you have for me may be also in them." So it's what it's all about, this eternal life. Because it says also, this is eternal life, the God quality of life, knowing the Father and knowing the Son. So you can just see so much here. You know, Jesus, if he wanted to be just a one-man show and it's just about Jesus, not about redemption, not about the Father, not about the will of God, not about the good works laid out for us, Jesus would have just done that miracle himself. You know, just let the bread just come to them. Oops, there's a piece of bread, like just like in the desert, yeah, just rained down from heaven on them. But who did he get involved? Amen. He involved the disciples. They took the bread, and it's as the disciples took the bread and gave it, the miracles came. The people saw, hey, this is supernatural, and this is super because it's God. Every good gift comes from God, but it was also natural, and it blessed them, it sustained them, it helped them. So that's a beautiful point to realize. And that Jesus came, he called out disciples, he used disciples, and then he left, and then he used the disciples to impact this world. And we are now being called, just like the disciples, to walk in the predestined plan that he has for us. And a beautiful, here we can see the order and the beauty of God. He speaks through his Son. Jesus declares, and he tells him, the disciples, to get into the boat and go to the other side. And then he dismisses the crowd. They've experienced this high now, both the disciples, Jesus himself. You know, you're always amazed as you're letting God work in you to will and to do, and God flowing through your life. And the disciples and the crowd, they've experienced the goodness, a mighty move of God. Now they got to just get back into rhythm again, but now they go into rhythm again, into routines again, into their life, knowing there's a supernatural provision, supernatural God that loves them. And so he says to his disciples, go to the other side. And this is what you got to realize as a born-again believer. When Jesus, when the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit gives you something, they're going to be behind it. Amen. And you You may go through challenges just like they did here. Not maybe, you will go through challenges, but he is going to take you on, because he says he starts a work and he completes it. So he gives them the word and they go. The challenge, the devil comes to come against your faith, to come against the things of God. But he's actually come in the eyes of God, and we need to see it as well, as the opportunity to grow, the opportunity to see more of your Savior, to wake up to more of the great love that he has for you. Because the storms come for those built on the sand and those built on the rock. So it's so important you build on the rock every day by hearing and getting refreshed, getting that mercies that are new every morning. And then when the challenges come, you remember the goodness of God that is with you in enlightening you. And you know the goodness of God now is also needed to be put into practice by remembering that the Lord says he starts a work and he completes it. He never leave you or forsake you. And so when the Lord came to them there in just before the dawn, his mercies are new every morning, just before the dawn. It's all, I can specifically remember a time. I'll share it quickly, cut it very short. I started the Ewige Rots, the church, and the Lord just humbled me in the sense that the car that I had, combi I had, was taken away, and I was riding bicycle. But I knew it was just to be a picture of humility and just carry on going. Yeah. So, and it carried on for a long time. And then I started that little last part of your testing is just before the sun's going to come up. And I was out early in the morning to go fish by the lake, the Berg River, by the train bridge. And then I heard a word in me, and I knew it's not me saying that. And it was basically that one wonderful thing. The darkest time before the dawn is in the morning, just before first light. And I knew this was the Lord speaking to me. So I just rejoiced, and wasn't long after that one of our congregation members, she's still a friend today, Runel Lombard, it came to that place where she knew God was saying, you must give that Ford Sierra, they had two cars, to Trevor and his family. So guys, be encouraged. And sometimes also I can just share, you can be going through a squeezing, and then the Lord comes and you can think it's the devil, like they did here. And then Jesus was immediately there to encourage them and said, take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. When I lost my first wife, we had made peace, I released her. I said, ek gun jou die hemel. And I was first fighting and trying to bring her back. And but I could see the peace on her face and it. And I just said, ek gun jou die hemel, Miss Karabol, Karina. And she went. And then I just had to just keep my focus. And God just nourished me all the days. And then 2 weeks after she went, she was like a sun that just went down the sun, talking about the sun there outside, the one that comes up in the morning. It was like it went down, and I had amazing love for it. And then another sun came up, and that was Danita. And at first I thought, hey, this is not right. This is not God. And then I get behind me, Satan. But that was God. When God brings up, and he works in you to first come to will and say, okay, I see it, you Lord, and then to do. And that's why we mustn't be hasty. We got to just stay in tune with our God. So yeah, that's just, so I've just shared a couple of wonderful revelations of the beauty of being saved and the beauty of hearing and looking to your God on a daily basis and for the rest of your life. So be blessed, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.